Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Chav Vav. We left off on daf Chav Hayam and Beis. We're only about halfway down the page on daf Chav Hayam and Beis. We are in the middle of discussing a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel that appeared on daf Chav Hayam and Aleph. The Gemara spoke about a case where a person takes a Shavuos shezarak ploni tzrar liyam v'shelo zarak, that somebody else threw a rock into the ocean or didn't throw a rock into the ocean. So Rav said, nothing wrong, that's absolutely chayiv. If a person takes such a shvur, that's a shvur's bitoy, and if he's wrong about that, he's chayiv. He's going to be chayiv a karban. And Shmuel says he's going to be pater, because Rav holds, as long as it's bala v'hein, as long as you can flip it in the positive or the negative, he did, he didn't, then that's fine. Right? Zarak, lo zarak, then that's going to be chayiv. Shmuel says you're pater, though, because leisei b'lahab, because there's no such concept of a shvuos bitoy about somebody else and what they're going to do in the future. Now, that it wouldn't be a shvuos bitoy, it would be a shvuos shav. For me to say that Ploni will throw a rock into the ocean is just nonsense, because I have no way to know that or to say that. So it would be a shvuos shav, but it wouldn't be a shvuos bitoy. And since it wouldn't be a shvuos bitoy b'lahaba, even b'lashavar, I'm not going to be chayiv a karban mishum shvuos bitoy. So that was Shmuel Shita. Now we're up to Masiv Rava on Chafem Beis 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines before the lines get wide. Masiv Rava. So Rava asks on Shmuel, who says that if it's leisei b'lahaba, then forget it, then you're not going to be chayiv mishum shvuos bitoy. Ezui shvuos shav. What is the definition of shvuos shav? Nishpa l'shanos asiyadu la'adam. If a person swears to change that which is known to man, va'amar, for instance, he says al amut shel even shu shel zahav. He takes a pillar of stone and he says, takes a shvua that this pillar is made out of gold. And it's obvious that it's not made out of gold. Everyone realizes that it's not made out of gold. So that is a shvuos shav. That's nonsense. Again, we said it's not sheker, because that which is obvious is not sheker. Sheker is when you're actually trying, you might actually convince somebody that what you're saying is true, but when you're saying something that's obviously not true, that is shav. Va'amar ula v'husha nikar l'gimel b'nei adam. It has to be that three people realize how nonsensical what he's saying is. That three people have to realize that this is clearly shel even and it's not shel zahav. Taima de nikar sounds like okay. That's because people realize what it is. Halo nikar over mishum shvuos bitoy. Sounds like if it's not nikar, then it would be a violation of shvuos bitoy to say that that the amud shel even is made shel zahav. V'amai ha'enu b'yehei shel zahav. But you can't say that in the future tense. It doesn't make any sense to say, right? It certainly wouldn't be a shvuos bitoy to say that this amud shel even will be out of gold, will be made of gold. So who most of love whom a farik was, meaning bottom line is, so that's the kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel held that it can't be shvuos, you can't be chayv mishum shvuos bitoy if that same shvuah could not be formulated as a shvuos bitoy bila haba. And over here we want to say we're making a diuk that you're not chayv mishum shvuos shav if three people don't realize that what you're saying is nonsense. And we assume, well, not mishum shvuos shav, it must be that you are chayiv mishum shvuos bitoy, and never, even though it can't be formulated in the future sense. So says the Gemara, no, we made the wrong diuk. Who most of love, who mefarik la, nikar over mishum shvuos shav. If three people realize it, then it's shvuos shav. Lo nikar over mishum shvuos sheker. If three people don't realize it, then it's not that it's shvuos bitoy. That would be shvuos sheker, because it's a lie. Then you're just saying something that's completely not true, that this amud shel even is shel zahav. People don't realize any better. They don't know any different. So that's sheker. That's fooling people. That's tricking people. That is not shvuos bitoy. And therefore, it's not a kasha on Shmuel at all. Okay, another comment or two about the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Umoda Rav ba'omer l'chaveiro, shvuos sha'ani yodea l'cha edus, v'yishtakach d'lo yadalei d'pater. Rav is moda that if someone says to his friend, I take a shvua that I do know edus for you, and it turns out that he doesn't know edus, that's going to be pater. Now, this sounds very similar to the case of shvuos edus, except it's the exact opposite. Right, shvuos edus is where you swear that you don't know edus for somebody, and it turns out that you do know edus for the person. That's where you're going to be chayiv. So the point is over here, as the Gemara explains, hol v'leisei b'chal she'eini yodei alecha edus. Since if you were to say the reverse, it would not be a violation of shvuos bitoy. If you were to say it in the negative, it would be a violation of shvuos edus. not Shavuos Bitui. So since Rav requires that everything be Belavahain, you have to be able to say it in the negative and in the positive in order for it to be Shavuos Bitui. So since in the negative, Eini Yodei Alecha Eidus, it would not be Shavuos Bitui, it would be Shavuos Eidus. So even in the positive, a Shavuos Sheani Yodei Alecha Eidus, that I do know Eidus about you, and it turns out that you don't know the Eidus, would not be a Shavuos Bitui either. You would not be Chayiv Mishum Shavuos Bitui either. Yadati velo yadati machlokas. If he says I knew or I didn't know, that would be machlokas Rav and Shmuel, because that is belavahein. Yadati velo yadati, but it's leisei belahaba, because then you're being or he adati velo adati. I testified, I didn't testify. Machlokas. That's also machlokas. Both of those situations are yes belavahein. They can be formulated as a shvuos bitoy in both the positive and the negative, but there's no way to formulate them as a shvuos bitoy in the future. In the future tense, they wouldn't be in the category of Shavuos Bitui, and therefore Shmuel would say that they even in past tense they can't serve as a Shavuos Bitui either. Okay, Bishlam Shmuel Damer Milsa Delaisei Belaba Lo Mechayev Alel Shavar. I understand very well, according to Shmuel, who says that anything that cannot be formulated in the future tense as a Shavuos Bitui, you're not going to be Chayev a Karban as a Shavuos Bitui when it's formulated in the past tense. Lahachi Afkar Rachmana L'Shavuos Eidus Michlal Shavuos Bitui. That's why there's a concept in the Torah called Shavuos Eidus. Meaning what the Gemara is struggling with is as follows. Why do we need the Torah to tell me about this concept of Shavuos Eidus? What is Shavuos Eidus? I swear that I don't know testimony about you. Turns out I lied. I really do know testimony about you. Why does the Torah have to make up a new kind of Shavuah? Why aren't I just Chayiv for Shavuos Bitui when I do that? If I swear I don't know testimony about you, and I do, so that should be Shavuos Bitui. So says the Gemara, I understand very well according to Shmuel. Anything that's less about Bilahaba, you're not Chayiv on the Sha'avar, Lahacha Afkar Rachmana L'Shavuos Eidus, Mechal Shavuos Bitui. That's why the Torah takes a new parsha to explain the idea of Shavuos Eidus. Why? So explains Rashi, Upirsha Behedya, Ubahai Karban Guf. This would not have been included in Shavuos Bitui because there's no way to say it for the future tense. So wouldn't have been included in the parsha of Shavuos Bitui to begin with to say that Ein Yodei Alecha Eidus. So that's why according to Shmuel it makes sense. I need the Torah to be mechadesh that Ein Yodei Alecha Eidus is included in some Shavua. It's Shavuos Eidus. The Torah is mechadesh, a new concept. El Rav, L'may Hilchsav Karachmana, but according to Rav, why do I need a new parsha to tell me about Shavuos Eidus? It's already included in Shavuos Bitui. So what do I need a new parsha to tell me about Shavuos Eidus? Meaning Rav doesn't require that it be able to be formulated in future tense. As long as it can be formulated in positive and negative, that would be included in the category of Shavuos Bitui. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way to make a whole new parsha about Shavuos Eidus? So the Rabbanan said to Abaye, you know what, we think according to Rav, probably the whole reason that the Torah has to come up with the idea of Shavuos Eidus is to tell me that you chayv two karbanos, one for Shavuos Bitui and one for Shavuos Eidus, meaning that a normal Shavuos Bitui, you chayv for Shavuos Bitui. But if your Shavuos Bitui happens to be Ein Yodei Alecha Eidus, then such a Shavuot you're going to be chayv two karbanos for, one for Shavuos Eidus and one for Shavuos Bitui. So Amar Lahu, Abaye said back to those Rabbanan who had suggested this, Tarti lo matzisu amrisu. You can't say that you're going to be chayiv two karbanos. Titania, we have a brisa. La'achas me'ela. La'achas atamachayvo. V'yatamachayvo shtayim. We have a gzeres ha'kasuv. Brisa learns from a pasuk that you can only be mechayiv him for one karban. You can't be mechayiv him for two karbanos. Right? La'achas me'ela. V'darshin has to mean only one karban. So, frak the Gemara, okay, that's great. Now you have that drasha, but now you're back to the kasha. According to Rav, what's the Torah doing by giving me a new parsha of Shavuos Eidus? Isn't it already a violation of Shavuos Bitui? La Abaye, the Mai Hilchsa Afkei Rachmana. According to Abaye, what was the Torah? What halachic chiddush is being added by the parsha of Shavuos Eidus that I did not already know from the parsha of Shavuos Bitui? So says Umar Lichud Tanya, what was being added was the following brisa: V'kulo nemar v'nelam, v'kan lo nemar v'nelam. L'chayiv al mezid kishogig. Shavuos Eidus has a halacha that doesn't apply to Shavuos Bitui. By Shavuos Bitui, you're only chayiv if you do it b'shogig. By Shavuos Eidus, you're chayiv chayiv even if you do it b'mezid. And that's why it's said as a separate parsha, because it's more inclusive than shvuas bitui. If someone says eni yodei lecha edus and he says it b'mezid, he takes the shvuah b'mezid, knowing full well that he knows edus, and he still takes the shvuah that he doesn't know edus, he's still going to be chayiv mishum shvuas ha'edus. Now this drasha that Abaye says of achas me'ele, right, that it teaches that you can only be chayiv one and not two, frak Tosfos, that it should really be the reverse. Tosfos says, tema, the betaris ko'anim, darish mila achas, b'shvur shlo ochel paschitu nusorin v'kusmin, te chayiv al kol achas v'achas, v'acha darish mila deinu chayiv al achas. The Medrash says, from the word mila achas, you learn the idea that you chayiv individually for each and every violation. Meaning achas means not only one; it means kol echad v'echad, each and every one. So we're using the same word in the Medrash and the Gemara to have exact opposite mashmos of each other. Over here we're saying achas means you can only be chayiv one carbon. In the Medrash we use it to say that if you eat paschit and sarin v'kusmin, you're chayiv for each and every min. You're chayiv separately for paschit and pasarin paskusmin. So which is it? What's the mashmos of that word? Is it mashma one carbon or is it mashma al kol achas v'achas? V'yesh lomar answers Tosfos to b'toros kohen and mapik mila achas v'hacha darsh me'ela. The mashma miktsas ela ksuvim beparsha atam chayva v'lo al kol ela. He says that our Gemara's primary drasha is not from the word achas. Our Gemara's primary drasha is from the word that follows le'achas, which is me'ela. Me'ela implies from amongst these things you're only chayiv a limited number, which means only one and not two, that you can only be chayiv one carbon. But in Achinami, the word la'achas on its own would imply that you're chayiv al kolachas v'achas, that you're chayiv even multiple. Inami, milaman diamar de la'achas kadarish, ushmul darish kule l'drashad taras kohanim. Or it could be that we're only going within one shita, and not everyone agrees with that. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amr le Rabban l'Abaye. So the Rabban say back to Abaye, Ema b'mezid m'chayiv chada, b'shogeg m'chayiv tarti. You want to tell me that the whole chiddush of Shavuos Ha'edus is that you're even chayiv if you do b'mezid? Maybe you're right, that you're chayiv if you do b'mezid, and therefore when you do Shavuos Ha'edus b'mezid, it's only a violation of Shavuos Ha'edus, it's not a violation of Shavuos Bitui, because Shavuos Bitui is only b'shogeg, so you're only going to be chayiv once. But let's say you do Shavuos Ha'edus b'shogeg. You say Ein Yodei Lecha Edus, you really think at the time that Ein Yodei Lecha Edus, it turns out that you did know the Edus, so you violated B'shogeg. So then maybe we should say that's a violation of both Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Bitui, and for that you should be chayiv twice. Samar Lahu, so Abaye said back, Lav Hainu Damri, La'achas, Achas Atam Chayvo, V'yatam Chayvo Shayim. I just told you, you can't be chayiv twice. You can only be chayiv once. Now, what do you think that's going on? V'y b'mezid mi katarti. The special drasha from the pasuk to tell me that you cannot be chayiv twice, you can only be chayiv once, can't be talking about a mezid case, because a mezid case, I never would have had a havamina that you're chayiv twice. Shavuos Bitui doesn't go on mezid. Shavuos Bitui is only for shogeg. So the only thing you could be chayiv for when you're mezid is Shavuos Ha'edus. I don't need a drasha to tell me you're only chayiv once for mezid. What do I need the drasha for? To tell me you're only chayiv once for shogeg. So you see that you're only chayiv once for shogeg, meaning, in Achinami, it's true. Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Ha'edus are technically violated when you take a Shavuos Ha'edus b'shogeg. When a person says, Ein Yodei Lecha Edus b'shogeg. But we have a drasha in the pasuk that you can't be chayiv for both at the same time. And therefore, you're only chayiv for one. That's the drasha. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, Mishum David Davar Shebechlal, V'yatzalidon B'davar HaChadash, Ein Lechabo El Chidusha Belvad. So Rava says that you don't need the drush of Mila Achas to tell me that you're only chayiv one and you're not chayiv twice. Edus ubitoy, because he says when the Torah tells me if you look at Rashi in the first wide line, v'chi asa la'achas l'mu'ute m'chiyuv shtayim lav l'edus ubitoy asa el l'bitoy l'chudei. When it says that you're only going to be chayiv once and not twice, it's not going on edus and bitoy, that you're only going to be chayiv for one of them and not both of them. It's talking about shvuos bitoy straight up. She'mamar shvuos shela ochel v'achol paschitin pasarun paskos menein l'chayiv la'achas. What it's teaching me is the classic case of shvuos bitoy. You took a shvuah that you're not going to eat, and then you're not going to eat bread, and then you ate three different kinds of bread, that you're only chayiv once. That's the miyud in the pasuk. I don't need the Meir in the Pasuk to tell me that if I violate Shavuah, say this Shavuah's Bitoy with one Shavuah, that I'm only Chai for one of them. Why do I not need a Meir in the Pasuk? Aval Eidus Bitoy Lok Sarach Miyuta Tavi La Eidus Davar Shai Bechal Bitoy V'yatsa B'fnei Atzma Lidon B'davar HaChadash. This is a unique concept in the Torah, that if something would have already been included in another Parsha, for instance, Shavuah's Eidus, the Torah didn't need to tell me about it. It already would have been included in Shavuah's Bitoy. If I say, I swear I don't know Eidus to you, turns out I do know Eidus for you, then that should be Shavuah's Bitoy. Why does the Torah have to make a brand new Parsha all about Shavuah's Eidus? So whenever the Torah does that, it's Yatsa B'fnei Atzma Lidon B'davar HaChadash B'ru'yin L'Heiru B'Beizdin Hilkachin L'Chavo El Chidusho. It must be that it's altering the rules a little bit, that the rules of Shavuah's Eidus are going to be different than Shavuah's Bitoy, and therefore I'm only going to be Chayiv when I say Eini Yodei Elucha Eidus, when I take Shavuah Eini Yodei Elucha Eidus, if I'm Roy L'Heir, if I'm a Kasher Eid, and it's done in Beizdin. So it has its own rules. And once it has its own rules, we say Ein l'chabo el chidusho, that the only thing I could be chayav for is that independent parsha that was that the Torah added in addition to the more general parsha of Shavuos Bitoy. I'm not going to be chayav in Shavuos Bitoy once the Torah bothers itself, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way to make a separate parsha of Shavuos Eidus. It's yatalidon b'davar achadash, that it plays by its own rules, and therefore I'm only going to get the punishment that's explicit in that parsha. So the difference between Rav and Abaye is as follows, that it turns out that if a person takes a Shavuos HaEidus, according to Abaye, he really violated both Shavuos Bitoy and Shavuos HaEidus, and he should be Chayiv twice. Special Pasuk tells me you can't be Chayiv twice, but really he's in violation of both. According to Rava, no, once the Torah gives me Parsha Shavuos Eidus, it's telling me that as long as I'm in that Parsha, I'm outside of the Parsha of Shavuos Bitoy. So I'm not really in violation of Shavuos Bitoy. This has been excluded entirely from Shavuos Bitoy. My nafkamina, either way, I'm only going to be chayiv once. So nafkamina would be, let's say I'm not Roy Lehi. Let's say I'm a Pasula Eid. And I take a Shavuos HaEidus. So am I in violation of Shavuos Bitoy? So you can't be Mechayiv me for Shavuos HaEidus because I'm a Pasul HaEid. Can you be Mechayiv me from Shavuos Bitoy? So according to Abaye, yes. Because really, anytime I take Shavuos HaEidus, I'm really Mechayiv me from Shavuos Bitoy. It's just we have a drasha that you can't be Mechayiv me twice. So over here, you're not being Mechayiv me twice because I'm a Pasul HaEid. You're not being Mechayiv me from Shavuos HaEidus. So be Mechayiv me from Shavuos Bitoy. But according to Rava, no, as long as my testimony was Eini Yodei Elucha Eidus, I'm totally excluded from the Parsha of Shavuos Bitoy. And therefore, you could never be Mechayiv me Mishum Shavuos Bitoy. That's what Rashi points out, is the Nafkamina. Fakta Gemara of Amar Abaye, but wait a second, didn't Abaye himself say, Mode Rav ba'omer lechaveru Shavuosha Eini Yodei Elucha Eidus, v'ishtakach delo yadalei, that even Rav is Mode, that if you take a Shavua, that I do know testimony about you, and it turns out that I don't know, the potter, that I'm completely potter. Since it can't be said in the reverse of Eini Yodei Elucha Eidus, that would not be Shavuos Bitoy when it's Eini Yodei Elucha Eidus, but according to what we're saying right now, Abaye holds, yeah, it is Shavuos Bitoy when it's Eini Yodei Elucha Eidus. It's just that we technically can't be Mechayev Yitarti, we can't be Mechayev Yit twice, but Abaye holds that it really is. It really is a Shavuos Bitoy when even in the negative. So why would Abaye say that it can't be Be'eni Yodei Elucha? So the Gemara says two possibilities. Either Hadr Be'e Abaye Me'ehi, either Abaye changed his mind at some point, and therefore Abaye originally held one thing and then he changed his mind, or V'Ibaye Seima Chad Minay Rav Papa Amra. Or you could say that one of these statements was not really authored by Abaye, it was authored by Rav Papa. So how do we confuse it with Abaye? So tell us points out, Rav Papa Amra de Malach Basar Abaye v'Rava, Rav Papa who took over after Abaye and Rava, Kid Muchach Beperek, what's the Perekamed of Tainus, like the Gemara at the beginning of Tainus says, V'lo Yod Matalmidim Imidaito Amra Omishum Rabo, and people didn't know whether Rav Papa was saying it on his own or he's saying it in the name of his Rebbe. They assumed it was in the name of Abaye. It turned out it wasn't. It was really Rav Papa just talking on his own, and therefore it's not at all a reflection of the Shita of Abaye. So basically, the two statements of Abaye cannot be reconciled. What makes this interesting is that the Rambam paskens like both statements of Abaye. Right, when the Gemara concludes that the two statements of Abaye cannot be reconciled, the Rambam paskins like both statements of Abaye. So that's somewhat difficult. Kesef Mishnah points out the problem, and he suggests that the Rambam had an entirely different reading of the Gemara based on a riff. I'm not going to get into now, but just a point of interest. Okay, we are now holding Daf Chav Vav Amar Alef at the two dots at the very top. Top of Chav Vav Amar Alef. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Einu Chayiv Ella Al Ha'asud Lavo. Rabbi Ella Al Ha'asud Lavo. Rabbi Shmuel says that Shvuas Bito, you're only chayiv if the Shvuas is about something that will be in the future. There's no such thing as a Shvuas Bito about the past. It, by definition, has to be about the future. Tanu Rabbanan, so we have a Braisa, Lahara u Lahetiv. The Braisa records the same machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah with a little bit more detail. Pasuk says, Lahara u Lahetiv, that a Shvuas Bito is to do bad or good. So I would only know that a Shvuas Bito includes things that can be in the positive and the negative, that can be formulated in both a positive and negative way. Shein ben harava atav minayin. How do I know that you can be chayiv for shvuas bitoy even if it can't be formulated in both positive and negative? Tamal lomar, that's what the pasuk says. O nefesh kisi shava luvate b'sfasayim. So that's riboy in the pasuk to include even when it can't be la rao lehetiv. Ein liyalo lahaba. But still, I would only know that that the Shvuas Bitoy is about things that will be. How do I know that you can be in violation of Shvuas Bitoy when you swear about things that were, about past tense? Tamalomer lekala shayivateha adam b'shvua. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva says, the same way we have a riboy in the pasuk to teach me that it doesn't have to be lahara lehetiv in the positive and the negative, we also have a riboy in the pasuk that tells me it doesn't have to be something that's only future tense. It could be past tense as well. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lahara lehetiv lahaba. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Pasuk says Dalra Lehetiv, which is about what will be, and therefore you can only be Chayiv Mishum Shvuas Bitoy if it's about the future, if it's about what will be. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah. Im kein, ein li al dvarm sheish ben hatav v'ara. Dvarm shein ben harav v'hatav minayin. If that's the case, then we should only include things that have both hatava and hara, doing good and bad. Things that don't have both positive and negative. How do I know that that's also Shvuas Bitoy? Meaning, even you, Rabbi Shmuel or Moda, you think that it is Shvuas Bitoy when it doesn't have both a positive and negative spin, when the it can't be formulated in both a positive and negative way. Why? According to the pasuk, it doesn't sound that way. If you're so focused on the exact example of the pasuk, la ra'u lehetiv, of being future tense, you should also be focused on la ra'u lehetiv being something that's both positive and negative. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that I know from a riboy akasav, from the special riboy in the pasuk. So Rabbi Akiva says back to him, im riba akasav lekach, riba akasav lekach. Well, if you have a riboy akasav to tell me that la ra lehetiv is lav dafka both for good and bad, both for positive and negative, well then there's a riboy akasav to tell me that la ra lehetiv is lav dafka lahaba, that it could be l'shaavar also. So Shapir come to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. So Frek the Gemara, wait a second, checkmate. And Rabbi Kiva had a good cash on Rabbi Shmuel. If Rabbi Shmuel is going to darshan a riboy akasav, so why does he only darshan in one place and not both? Why does he not darshan the riboy akasav to tell me that yechayiv mishum shvuas bitoy on past tense as well? So it's a great cash on Rabbi Kiva asked on Rabbi Shmuel. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, sheshimish es Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, sharedorish es kol atarukula b'chal prat. No, the key to this machlokas, to understanding this machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, is knowing who the Rebbeim were. Rabbi Shmuel was Meshamish Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, in general, when he darshan the Torah, used the methodology of klal uprat or klal, which we've discussed many times in the past, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel uses similar methodology. We're going to see soon how that plays out over here and how that leads to Rabbi Shmuel's shita in regards to Shvuas Bitoy. Rabbi Akiva, sheshimesh es nochemish gamzu, shayadorish es kol haTorah kula beribo miyet, yunami darish beribo miyet. That Rabbi Akiva, whose Rebbe was Nachamish Gamzu, and Nachamish Gamzu was Doresh Kala Tarukula with Riboy Amiyot, not with Klal Uprat, So Rabbi Akiva also was darish the Torah with Riboy Amiyot, and not with Klal Prat. And that's what leads to their disagreement in regards to Shmuel's Bitoy. So my Rabbi Akiva the darish Riboy Amiyot, where is Rabbi Akiva darshing Riboy Amiyot in the parsha of Shmuel's Bitoy, and how in the world does that affect his opinion? So says the Gemara, here we have it. The Tanya, we have a brisa. O nefesh kisi shava. That's a very general clause. O nefesh kisi shava, riba. Lahara o lahetiv. Miyet, that's very specific. What did you swear? Lahara ulehetiv. The kol asher yivta adam, right? Then the pasuk continues. The kol asher yivateha adam, rather. So chazav riba. So you have riboy miyut riboy. So what do we do? What's included in the parsha of Shavuos Bitoy based on that? So what's the rule? Riba miyut riba riba kol. We assume almost everything is included. When riba miyut riboy, we assume almost everything is included. My riba riba kol mili. Every kind of Shavuos Bitoy. Umay miyet, what's being mimayet? It's only being mimayet one thing. Miyet dvar mitzvah. It's mimayet a shvua about a dvar mitzvah. That you can't take a shvua on a dvar mitzvah. But other than dvar mitzvah, everything else is included in the parsha Shavuos Bitoy. That's how Rabbi Akiva understands the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel does not darshan riboy miyet riboy. Rabbi Shmuel darshan's klal prato klal. Klal prato klal plays by a completely different rule, right? So Rabbi Shmuel darsh klal prat. O nefesh kisi shaval levate besvasayim klal. Lahara lehetiv. Prat lekol asher yivateha adam chazar klal klal upratu klal. What's the rule? Yata dana ela kein haprat. What's included? Not everything, right? That would be riba mid riba includes everything. No, we only include those things that are similar to the prat, and therefore ma prat mufurish lahaba. Afkal laba, just like the prat lahara lahetiv is clearly about the future, that tells you about Shavuos Bitoy in general. That Shavuos Bitoy in general has to be about the future. Lahara lahetiv, it's got to be about the future. So ahani klal la asuye afilu dvarim she'in ben harava atava lahaba. The klal comes to include even things that don't have harava atava laba. Ahani prat lemutay afilu dvarim she'esh ben harava atava l'sha'avar. And the prat comes to exclude things that are yesh ben harava atava, but l'sha'avar are in past tense. Meaning that what are we including with the klal or prat klal? We're including everything that's about future tense. What are we saying? What are we excluding with the prat klal? Anything that's about past tense we're excluding. What are we including? Anything about the future, even if it's not both lahara or lahetiv, even if it's not both positive and negative, as long as it's about the future, it doesn't have to be able to be formulated in both positive and negative. So, frak the Gemara, epochana. Why don't you say the reverse? Meaning, there are two possibilities over here. Either you can say we're coming to include things that are about the past and excluding things that cannot be formulated in positive and negative, or say we're coming to include things that cannot be formulated in positive and negative and excluding the past. So what made you choose one and not the other? Why would Rabbi Shmuel go one way with the drasha and not the other? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Dumya de lahara olehetiv. Mi sheyisura mishum bal yachel dvaro. Yatzzu she'en yisura mishum bal yachel dvaro el mishum bal teshakru. He says the reason why we're excluding things in the past tense is because when you say things about the past tense and it turns out that you're lying, it's not only a violation of bal yachel dvaro, it's bal teshakru. It's that you're actually lying. So we're trying to focus Shavuos Bitoy on those areas that are purely Mishum Bal Yechel Dvaro. Right? And those areas that are purely Mishum Bal Yechel Dvaro are future tense areas. They're not yet Bal Teshakru. Meaning, when the event happened already, by the time I speak about the event, and I'm wrong when I speak about the event, by definition I am lying. When I'm saying what will be, at the time that I'm speaking, I'm not yet lying, because it hasn't yet been determined what will be. So the only violation will be Bal Yechel Dvaro, the violation will not be Bal Teshakru. And that's what we're saying, that Shavuos Bitoy is limited to those things that are by definition Bal Yechel Dvaro types of issues, and not Bal Teshakru types of issues. Rabbi Yisrael Baravan Amar Kra, O Nefesh Kisi Shaval Vatebes Fasayim, Misha Shavua Kodemus Lebitoy, Veloshah Bitoy Kodemus Shavua. He says, no, it's preferred from the Pasuk that we darshan, that it can't be about past tense issues. Because the Pasuk says, O nefesh kisi shava levate. So it shows you that the Shvuah has to come before the Bitoy and not the Bitoy before the Shvuah. Yatza zeh achalti v'lo achalti, shamaisa kodem the Shvuah. As opposed to when you say things about past tense, I did eat, I didn't eat, well, the Maisa was before the Shvuah in that case. And we're looking for cases by Shvuah's Bitoy where the Shvuah is before the Maisa. And that's the source for Rabbi Yishmael. But either way, Rabbi Yishmael is going to be limited because of Klal Pratu Klal and not darshaning Riboy Miyat Riboy like Rabbi Akiva. That's what the machlokas boils down to between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Fine, period. Tan Rabbanan. Ha'adam b'shvua prata anus. Ha'adam b'shvua teaches me as opposed to a case of anus, you're not going to be chayiv. V'ne'alan prata mezid. If a person took the shvua's bita b'mezid, so he's not going to be chayiv the karban. Mimenu, shenis alma mimenu shvua. And it has to be that he didn't realize, what did he not realize? The shvua. I might think he didn't realize about this object, that this object was the object of the Shvuah. He's only been chayv for Shvuah's bitoy when he forgets about the Shvuah, not when he forgot about the Chayfetz. So we're going to discuss exactly what that means, forgetting about the Shvuah, forgetting about the Chayfetz. What practically, how does that play out in actual examples? The Gemara will discuss that. Amar Mar, Ha'adam Shvuah, Prat la'anus, hechidami. So we said that a person is only mechayiv mishvuas bitoy if he wasn't ones. What's an example of ones though in shvuas bitoy? What would be the example of ones that you're not chayiv for? Kedravkan of Ravasi, like the story with Ravkan and Ravasi. Kavukaimi mekame de Rav, marum shvuas adachi amarav, marum shvuas adachi amarav. Two talmidim, Ravkan and Ravasi, were arguing about what Rav said in Shir the other day. So one of them said, no, Rav said this. The other one said, no, he didn't say that, he said this. And they were so adamant about what they thought he said that each one took a shvua that Rav said this in Shir. So kiyasa l'kameh de Rav, so then they went to ask the Rabbi, Amar kichad minayu. So the Gemara doesn't want to embarrass which one was wrong, I guess. Right? So he says, kichad minayu, one of you. Yeah, in Rav verified one of their recollections and showed the other one that it was wrong. So the other one who was wrong said, did I just take a shvua sheker? He says, no, you were anus. That was only pure anus, and therefore it's okay. Don't worry about it. That about shvua sheker. Now, if you look at Tosas, libcha anascha near the lav the miftere mikarbon greidaka amar shloi tzarech lichtov al pinkas hashiavichata shmein elikshiv nebeis hamigdash. Not only was Rav telling him you're not going to have to bring carbon when the beis hamigdash is brought, and therefore don't put in your notebook. Which apparently they used to keep notebooks every time they were chayiv a karban to say, okay, when the Beis Hamikdash is built, I have to bring a fat karban chatos for this avera, for that avera. Right? We don't have enough notebooks in the world probably, but not so. Not only was Rav telling them that don't worry, you don't have to worry about a karban. Ela afilu onesh nami laka. He's saying you didn't even do anything wrong. You're not even going to get punished. Kenuch per karban nedarim. Damar hasam k'shem shnidre shkagos mitarin. Kach shvur shkagos mitaros. That's going to be totally mutter. Okay, so anyway, says the Gemara Vaiter, there should be a two dots right there. I don't know, my edition of the Gemara, there isn't, but there should be a two dots right there, the third wide line right before the word Venelam, because now we're going back to describe, to explain this line in the Brisa, so we're just quoting the line first. Venelam menush and nisalim menush shvua, that it has to be that the ha'alama was on the shvua, that was forgotten was the shvua. Yachol shen nisalim menu chayfetz tam lumber b'shvua venelam mimenu al helim shvua hu chayivenu. That's just a quote of the Brisa that we just quoted two lines ago. Now we're going to explain it. So they mocked this teaching in Ma'arava, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael. Bishlam shvua mishkachas la below chayfetz. I understand how you could have shvua without the chayfetz. You could have a helim on the shvua without the object, because sometimes you could have a kagon shamar shvua shloachel paschitin uksavar shloachel kamar. A guy takes a shvua that he's not going to eat wheat bread. Now he forgets. He thinks his shvua was that he will eat wheat bread. So he totally forgets what his shvua was. The shvua say inchi, he forgot his shvua. Cheftz adakir, he knows about the chayfetz, he knows exactly what the chayfetz was. The chayfetz was wheat bread, he just forgot what his shvua was about wheat bread. So that's a perfect example of where you forget the shvua, but you remember the cheftz, so you remember the object of the shvua. El chayfetz below shvua hechidami. But how do you have a case where you forget about the chayfetz of the shvua, but you know about the shvua? Kigon da amr shvua shlo ochel paschitin, uksavr shal sa'orim katmar. So what the case is that he says, I swore that I will not eat wheat bread, and he thinks he said barley bread. Because he remembers that he took a shvua not to eat bread, not to eat. He just forgot which chefza that shvua was supposed to be on. Was it on wheat bread or was it on barley bread? So says the Gemara, if he doesn't remember what chefza the shvua was on, isn't that forgetting the shvua? Meaning you can't say, oh, I just remember the fact that I took a shvua. No, you have to know what your shvua was. If you forgot what the shvua was, that's not just forgetting the chefetz, that's forgetting the shvua. So what's the case where you just forget the chefetz and not the shvua? So Blazer says, no, so Elamai, it doesn't make a difference whether you forget the chefetz or you forget the shvua. It's all the same. You're never going to have a case where there's helam chefetz without helam shvua, and therefore that line in the Brisa is totally incorrect. It just doesn't make any sense that you could even have such a case of helam chefetz without helam shvua. Maskar of Yosef, alma chefetz below shvua, lo mishkach tzlis. He says, wait a second, you mean to tell me it's impossible? You can't have chefetz below shvua? I'll give you an example. A guy says a shvua that I'm not going to eat wheat bread, and he remembers the whole time that in fact was his shvua. Sticks his hand into the bread basket to pull out barley bread, because after all he has a shvua that he's not allowed to eat wheat bread. And when he pulls his hand out of the basket, wheat bread comes out of the basket, and he thinks it's barley bread because he wasn't paying attention, because he thought there was only barley bread in that basket, or that he was pulling out the barley bread. And then he eats it. The whole time he remembered exactly what his shvua was. His shvua was not to eat paschitin. Never forgot that for a moment. Pasaorin is what he forgot, but he didn't realize the chefza that was in his hand was in fact paschitin and not pasaorin as he thought. So isn't that an example of helamas chefetz and not helam shvua? Amle abaye kluma chayavus lekarban elamay detafas biyadei. Helam Shvuahu. So Abai says, no, that would also be considered Helam Shvuah. He's chayav a carbon for what he's holding in his hand, and therefore, if he didn't realize that what he's holding in his hand was subject to his Shvuah, that's called a Helam Shvuah. Lishna Achrina, Amr Abai L'Rav Yosef, others say that Abai's response was, Sof, carbon to Kamaisi, Allah the High Pass, Mia Helam Shvuahu. That at the end of the day, the carbon that he brings on this pass is because of Helam Shvuah, because he didn't realize that this pass was subject to his shvuah. Rav Yosef, Amalach Rav Yosef would say no. Kivin dechi yadol echitin hu parash minei helam chefetzu. Since if he would have known what this chefetz was, he never would have eaten it. So that's not called helam shvuah. That's called helam chefetz. The definition of helam chefetz, according to Rav Yosef, is that had he known what the chefetz was, he was cognizant enough about his shvuah to refrain from eating that chefetz on account of his shvuah. So that would be called helam chefetz and not helam shvuah. Fine. So therefore, it could be possible that you could have a case of helam chefetz and not helam shvuah. So now says the Gemara, we spoke about if there's helam shvua, he's going to be chayiv mishum shvua zbitu, he's going to be chayiv a karban. If it's helam chayfet, he's not going to be chayiv. So the Gemara asks what should be a very familiar question. Helam zev zebi adam mahu. What if he forgets both? He forgets the shvua and the chayfet. So is he going to be chayiv because there was helam shvua, or is he not going to be chayiv because there was helam chayfetz? What's the key over here? Is the key the fact that you, in order to be chayiv, you need to have helam shvua, or is the key that as long as there's helam chayfetz, that's an automatic ptur that automatically is going to make you not liable, not subject to a karban? So what if you forget both? So Amalei, Harei helam shvua biyadav chayiv. So he said, well, there's helam shvua, and if as long as there's helam shvua, you're chayiv. So it says, well, no, Adarabah, Harei Helam Chefetz, be out of a potter. But there's Helam Chefetz, so shouldn't you be potter because there's Helam Chefetz? So I'm Rav Ashi says, you have to check out this guy. Chazinan, Imach Mashua Kaparish, Harei Helam Shvua, be out of. If finding out about the Shvua would have stopped him, right, would have caused him to stop, so then it's Helam Shvua, be out of, Chayiv, and he's going to be Chayiv. Imach Mas Chefetz Kaparish, if finding out about the Chefetz would have been enough to stop him, Harei Helam Chefetz Piyadav Pater, then it's called Helam Chefetz and he's Pater. So Amalei Ravina, so Ravina says to Rav Ashi, Klum Parish Mishua Elam Mishum Chefetz, that's ridiculous. When, if he doesn't know both, he's not going to be Parish. I mean, a guy takes Shvua that he's not going to eat wheat bread, so, and he doesn't remember about the Shvua, plus he doesn't realize this is wheat bread, what's going to stop him from eating it? He's going to have to realize both. that if he only realizes that it's wheat bread, that's not going to stop him from eating it if he still doesn't remember that he took a shvua against wheat bread. If he only remembers that he took a shvua against wheat bread, but doesn't realize that this is wheat bread, he's also not going to refrain from eating it because he doesn't realize that this is a violation of a shvua. Obviously, he's going to need to recognize both in order to refrain from anything. So you can't tell me, oh, which knowledge would have stopped him? The shvua knowledge or the chayfetz knowledge? Neither alone would have stopped him. Only with both would it have stopped him. So you still can't determine what his what the ikar over here is. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, klum parish mishvua, elu mishum chayfetz, klum parish mishchayfetz, elu mishum shvua, elu lo shna. So you can't distinguish. Meaning, helim chayfetz velim shvua is going to be pater. It's going to be, that's how Rashi understands. It's going to be pater. It's going to be just like a case of regular helim chayfetz. Fine, period. Boimene Rav and Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman the following shayla. What's the case of shigas shvuas bitoy l'shavar? Taking a shvuas bitoy about the past tense b'shogeg. Idi yada mezidhu. Idi lo yada anasu. If he knew at the time of the shvuah that what he was saying was wrong, then he's amazed. He's a shvuah sheker b'mezid. And if he didn't know that what he was saying was wrong, then it's anus. Then it's beyond his control. It's not even shogeg. So amalei ba'omer yodea nisha shvuah zu asura. Aval eni yodea im chayevin ala karbon olav. So the case is where a person realizes that the shvuah that he's taking is wrong and it's asur for him to do, but he doesn't know that you're chayev a karbon for it. That's a case of shogeg. Kiman kumunvas damer shigas karbon shma shkagan. That's assuming like the sheet of munvas that being shogeg about whether you're chayev a karbon is called shogeg, even though you know that what you're doing is actually wrong and you're bemazed doing something wrong. So it says, no, I feel tame rabbanon. We could even be going like the rabbanon. I'd come up pligi rabbanon lay the munvas el bekalat arukul delav chidushu. When do we say shigigas karbon is not enough to make you a shogeg? That's in the rest of kalat arukula. Aval hacha de chidushu, but over here by shvas bito, it's a chidush of the Torah. The bekalat arukul lo ashkal nav de maisi karbon the alfinun me avodazara vacha maisi. We never find anywhere else in the Torah that it's you just do a regular vanilla lav, a regular vanilla losase without any kares or anything. And you're going to be chayv a carbon when you do b'shogeg, and because the rest of kol haTorah kula we learn from avodah zarah that you chayv, and yet over here you chayv a carbon even though it's just a regular lo sase. So then afilu rabbanon moda, then maybe even the rabbanon will be moda that shigas shogeg has a din of shogeg. B'aymin Ravina Marava nishbal kikar mustakin alam mahu. What if a person takes a shvua about a kikar, a shvua that he's not going to eat a loaf of bread umustakin aleha, and then it becomes dangerous for him. So meaning for him not to eat it because he's starving to death. What's the din then? So mistaken, lishri lebar. What do you mean mistaken? Then he's allowed to eat it. Sakarnas nefashos. Elo mitsta'er va'achla b'shigga shvua mai. No. The din is, the question was, what if he's mitsta'er and he eats it b'shigga shvua? Then what's the din? Right? He's mitsta'er, Rashi says he's hungry, and therefore, even had he not forgotten about the shvua, he would have eaten it. But it happens to be that he forgot about the Shavua. So since it was Bishogeg, does he bring carbon, or do we say, since even he would have done it b'mezid, so he's not subject to carbon? Am leitanina. Shav mi yidiyaso maybe carbon al shugaso, lo shav mi yidiyaso, enu maybe carbon al shugaso. You only bring carbon if you would have stopped had you known. This guy would not have stopped had he known, therefore he doesn't bring carbon. Amr Shmuel, gomer b'libo tzorek shiyotzi b'sfasav. If a person is gomer b'leiv, makes a decision in his heart, he needs to say it verbally. Shenemer l'vatei b'sfasayim. In order for it to be a real shvua, it needs to be verbalized. Meisvei b'sfasayim b'lo b'leiv, gomer b'libo minayin. So how do I know that a gomer b'libo is also included? Tamalomer l'kol asher yivatei adam b'shvua. So it says, what are you talking about? You just contradicted yourself. Hagufa kasha, amrit b'sfasayim b'lo b'leiv. You just said that it has to be verbalized, enunciated. V'ada amrit gomer b'libo minayin. And then you say that, how do I know, even if you're just gomer b'leiv, that that's good enough? Amrav sheshes halo kasha, hachi kamer. This is what it means to say. B'sfasayim v'lo shagamer b'libo lahotzi b'sfasav. B'sfasayim v'lo shagamer b'libo lahotzi b'sfasav lahotzi. It can't be a case where you gomer b'leiv to enunciate it, and then you never did. Gomer b'libo stam minayin. But if you're just gomer b'libo, not that you're going to enunciate it, but that you actually take the shvua b'leiv, how do I know that that counts? Tamalom l'kol asher yivatei. El l'shmuel kasha, but then we have a problem with Shmuel, because Shmuel says that it's not good enough to just say it in your heart. So Rav Sheshes Tritzvei Mahachi, b'sfasayim v'lo shegamar b'libo lahotzi paschitin v'hotzi pasaorin. That if he decided in his heart that he wanted to say paschitin, the Shmuel is going to be on, and he accidentally said pasaorin. Gamar b'libo lahotzi paschitin paschitin v'hotzi pastam minayin. How do I know, though, that if you intended to say paschitin, and what came out of your mouth were the words pas, just pas, without saying chitin, how do I know that that's a valid Shmuel Tamlam Lekol Shrei Vatei Adam Meisvei Motzis Vasecha Tishmor Vasisa Ein Leil Shol Tzibis Vasov Gomer B'Liv Aminayin. How do I know that even if you're Gomer B'Lev, that's also a violation? Tamlam Lekol Nidiv Lev. So you see, Gomer B'Livo is enough. Isn't that a kasha against Shmuel, who says Gomer B'Lev is not enough? Shaini Hasam Duxiv Kol Nidiv Lev. Over there it's different. It says Kol Nidiv Lev, so that's a special reboy to tell me that Gomer B'Livo is enough. V'Nigmar Mina, but why don't we learn from there to Kol HaTarukula that even by Shvua it should also be enough, right? Just like for Truma it's enough, it should be enough for Shvua as well to be Gomer B'Livo. Mishum David Truma Kachim Shnei Ksuv Naban Kechad V'Kol Shnei Ksuv Naban Kechad Ein Melamdin. Because Truma and Kachim both, if you just are Gomer B'Livo, that's enough. But since it tells the Torah tells it to me in both of those areas, we know that I can't apply it to the rest of Kol HaTarukula. Says Gemara, Hanich L'Mandiyam Ein Melamdin El L'Mandiyam Melamdin Ma'ik L'Meimar. That only works if you hold Ein Melamdin by Shnei Ksuv Naban Kechad. What if you hold Yes Melamdin by Shnei Ksuv Naban Kechad? Savechulin V'Kachim V'chulin Mikachim Lo Gamrinan. No, because Truma and Kachim are both holy and Shvua is Chulin, so we can't learn anything about Chulin from Kachim. It's two totally different areas of Halacha. Okay, that's with that. Shlomo started the Mishnah tomorrow.